The Prime Minister has said that there's been no change in the government's policy on renewable energy, despite an apparent split within the coalition. It comes after the Tory Energy Minister John Hayes said UK was peppered with onshore wind farms and enough was enough. David Cameron told MPs the government was committed to a number of wind projects already in the pipeline. There are 3,327 onshore commercial turbines in the UK at the moment. Well, Dale Vince is the founder of Ecotricity, which is a green energy company specialising in selling and generating wind power. Good afternoon to you, Dale.
Hey, good afternoon.
What was your reaction when you heard these comments from John Hayes today?
Shock, actually, at the beginning to hear the energy minister come out and say this morning. It was shocking even for this government, who have got a recent track record for policy U-turns and sudden changes of mind.
He did talk, though, about understanding communities' genuine desires and general concern about the landscape and things like that.
Yeah, he talked about a couple of things. That was one of them. It's actually a mistake to say that people don't support the idea of wind energy. All the opinion polls in Britain in the last 20 years show that 8 out of 10 people do support the idea.
Well, we're the best people in the world, though. You know, certainly I've got friends who live down in the West Country, and you can't move without sort of stickers on the back of cars and on lampposts saying no to wind turbines.
But you can't see any wind turbines down there, can you?
Well, that's because they've won so far.
We're not overrun by wind turbines, and wind turbines are not unpopular. We're just hearing from a vociferous minority, and I think some of the Tory MPs that are picking up on this theme are just mistaken to think that people don't like them.
This is a genuine question, this. Is there, as far, and I know what you're going to say yes, but I'll ask the question anyway, is there absolutely incontrovertible evidence that the amount of money that is spent on wind turbines justifies their existence?
Okay, how about these for some statistics? Last year, the support for onshore wind energy cost the average household in Britain £5 on their energy bill. The fluctuations in global energy markets cost the average household in Britain £120 on their energy bill.
So, yeah, but if they don't work, that's £5 down the drain, isn't it?
But they do work. We're getting 3 or 4% of our energy in Britain now from those windmills that are costing us a fiver a year each to support, and we throw 120 quid at the bankers and the energy speculators in global markets, and we get nothing for that.
What is your take on the future direction that not just this government, but the future governments, that their policy on wind power by and large is going to be?
I don't actually know. I think there appears to me to be a split in the coalition, with the Lib Dems very much in favour of renewable energy and green policies and stuff like that, and the Tories saying that they are, but there seems to be a significant camp in the Tory part of the coalition government that are doing everything they can to prevent the deployment of onshore wind, big solar, small solar, you name it.
And a last question. John Hayes, quote, he's trying to protect, quote, our green and pleasant land. And you say?
I say the best way to protect Britain is for us to make our own energy sources once more. The North Sea is all but empty. We need to find a new source, and renewable energy is the one.
Dale, thanks an awful lot for talking to us.
Cheers.
Okay, 19 minutes.